The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, hey! Little technical difficulties up here. Off to a late start, but we're here. And we're here for you. On this rainy New Year's Eve day, Lance Zierlein here with Raheel Ramzanali, and we will be taking you. I'll be rolling up to 9-ish or so. I know Cody Stutz is coming in. No Dell today. So Bobby is filling in right now, and he will be, we'll have him while we have him. We'll see who's going to be producer. We're not sure right now. We don't need a producer. We're up, and we're running. And Raheel, you told me it was time to get back. It was time to get back to work.
What's up, man? Good morning.
I've been up here since 5. I woke up at 2. I couldn't go to sleep. I tossed and turned, and then I'm like, man, I'm just going to come up here, do some draft stuff. And so I've been up here for a while. I'm working on about 3 hours of sleep, but there's a ton to talk about that's developed over the last like 48 hours anyway.
Yeah, man. In the entire week we were gone, it's been a lot of stuff coming down, and I'll tell you what, man. I woke up around 5:30. My alarm went off.
Yep.
Usually I hit the snooze button.
You ready?
I was like, let's go.
You ready?
I was like, let's go. Let's get out of the house. Let's go do something.
I had a good weekend. I actually met a couple listeners. I was at Better Luck Tomorrow after dinner I had a great dinner on Saturday at this upscale Cajun place called Eunice. The chef tried to just kill us. Like, it was death by chef. He just kept sending food out. And at the end, I was like, oh my, I don't think I can even breathe. But after that, we went to a bar in the Heights called Better Luck Tomorrow. And as I was leaving, we were getting ready to leave, and my wife called me back in. And it turned out that the two guys that were sitting at the table were listeners of the show, and they wanted to get a picture. We talked just for a little bit. And so it's always cool running into people. I always say this. I don't think I'm out of line, except for maybe Dell. You can talk to any of us. I know on this show, you can approach us, any of us in public if you see us. I mean, it's not a big deal, and we appreciate it.
I actually had a guy. I was at Nike on Saturday.
What do you mean you were at Nike?
At the Nike outlet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had to take my cousins there, and they wanted to go shop. I was like, let's go. I'll take you. Some dude tweeted me afterwards, like, oh, I saw you at Nike just trying to find something. I was like, why don't you come say hi? I like it when people come say hi to me. I think that's cool. That's the coolest thing in the world when people go out of their way to come say hi to you.
You're right.
So, yeah, say hi to us. I don't mind it at all. I know when I'm in public, it's cool. It's fine. Not a big deal. Even if I'm eating. You know how some celebrities are like, hey, man, oh, not when I'm eating. I'm not that big enough. No.
No.
I'm
not a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy that you might know because we're in media, but
let's call ourselves celebrities. Come on. Yeah.
All right. Well, today, you know what?
Well, we're not going to sell ourselves short in 2019,
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't think we've been properly flexing on the general public with our power and our stroke. That's a good point.
Yeah.
2019 is about celebrity.
Yeah.
Let's bring the celebrity back.
We need
more shine in this city. This city is getting so big and so much national acclaim. Like, more and more national acclaim from the food scene, the culture scene, the diversity of Houston. We need more celebrities. We've got, you know, Bun is a guy who's in the forefront, Travis Scott. We need more celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce doesn't really claim Houston. Oh, like, no. She does occasionally, but not really.
Only when a hurricane rolls around.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, here. Oh, like, oh, yeah, from Beyonce. Houston.
Yeah. Like, where are you the other days?
Where were you in October? Like, around Halloween?
Beyonce,
See you at Halloween.
Beyonce, you going to help out anything? No? Yeah. Travis Scott put on a... Yeah, I mean, this was Travis Scott's year, okay? Travis Scott did so much for the city.
That
he made a whole
concert,
festival. Yeah. He did a festival here.
He named his whole album Astroworld.
Yeah.
What has Beyonce done?
Nothing. Her album's called Houston?
Nope.
Question mark?
Nope.
It's just what?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I used to live there a couple decades ago.
Everyone's like, oh, we need a new Texan song. Man, Beyonce would be cool. No, she's who?
Yeah.
No, we New York.
Yeah. I guess Travis Scott's going to do it because I know we can find him. I know he'll be here.
Travis Scott
need to start bringing celebrity too. So you know what? Apologies. This year's the year. 2019, we're going to be. So if you see us, we're the kind of celebrities that we like you to come say hi. Because that's kind of celebrities that Raheel and I are. John might big time you. I don't know.
No. In fact, if I see you just kind of looking at me, I'm going to assume that you know me and I'm going to try to get in your vision, in your sight line.
Right.
So you would recognize me.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Do you know me? Do you listen to ESPN?
sometimes we'll approach you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how.
Because that's how real gangster celebrities do it. They're like, hey, you know, like, it would be nice if you would have somebody like, who played Stars, not Lady Gaga, but the other dude, Bradley Cooper. Mm. Like, I would have more respect for Bradley Cooper if he was like, hey, I'm Bradley Cooper. I've been in, and you start hitting them with the movies. Like, I've been in.
Have you seen A Star is Born? Yeah. I'm Bradley Cooper. Yeah. That's how he should do it.
And they'll be like, oh, you're in Deadpool and Deadpool 2. And like, no, I'm not.
No, that's.
That's Ryan Reynolds. But we're similar. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of in the same, you know, category, but I'm more serious as an actor.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it. I tell Eric Layton he needs to do that. He needs to go out and like, hey, do you know me from, you know, and you can say, do you know me from The Killing? Do you know me from when I was an American Sniper or Bosch? You need to go up because you got to raise your brand. You tried to help him with that anyway.
Did you see he was on that Bird Box thing, last year? That whole blindfold deal that everyone's
he was
talking
doing
about?
That already.
He was already doing
that. He did
that
for the Astros.
In fact, I think Bird Box was created because of that movie.
It started on the Off Script podcast when he just said he was coming in town. You know why it started? He said, I'm coming in town, but we're basically dead against the Yankees because the last three times, I didn't see the first two games and they won. I've seen the next three and they've lost. I'm like, well, thanks for coming to the game, a-hole. He goes, what do you want me to wear, a blindfold at the game so they can score runs and win? I'm like, yeah. So he brought a blindfold and that's how it got started. Because he's the kind of celebrity that gives back to Houston, like we do.
We're H-Town.
Yeah.
Or HTX, as some people call it.
Yeah, we are that. Do you know that when I was coming home on Saturday, I took a picture. Three cars with elbows all, like, that's simultaneously. So and I felt like I was watching Speed Racer, and they were possibly going to do some crazy stuff.
That was amazing.
Because the last time that I've never seen three cars with elbows except on Speed Racer with the car acrobatic team. And they were typically doing things that were just crazy and very dangerous. The elbows, my wife even said, that really looks dangerous.
I still don't get how that's street legal.
I know, because if you run into it, isn't it going to cause an immediate wreck?
I don't. Yeah. It just goes out into the other lane. So If somebody...
You really cannot be swerving in lanes
no,
at all.
No, you can't.
You got to be down the pipe.
And if you do have elbows on your car, you can call in at some point. Not right now because we don't have a producer, so...
Right.
Yeah, just like hang tight. Just hang tight.
We do have an intern. We don't have... Oh, we have a producer right now.
Bobby Beast is back, but we
better get out right now and get to our break while we have a producer.
That's how we're going to do it today. We just never know when we're going to be
Let's
on.
Let's turn on the stream because we're already... Oh, never mind. Stream's up.
Stream's up. We're rolling.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but when you go in to get your inspection done, there's no way they would approve the elbows, right? Like, do you have to take them off for your inspection or do you pay them off?
I feel like ground effects would be a yes. I feel like elbows would be a no. And when you're lowered so low, I feel like that wouldn't pass
inspection. Yeah, you would have to... Like, I had to pay my dude off just for tinted windows. Yeah. He was like, hey, man, these don't pass. I was like, well, here's a $5 bill.
And then it passed.
Go get yourself something nice.
Are you sure that you want to be tinting your windows so deep that you get pulled over?
I had to go get them retinted.
You get pulled over in the Richmond Roseburg area?
That's exactly
what I'm saying.
The tint people are like, oh, in the city, they don't care.
What about in the burbs?
Yeah, they said, I bet you got pulled over in the burbs. And I said, absolutely.
In the rich, they will pull you over.
Just trying to push them. Wait. All right, we'll be back. So at some point, we'll be back. We don't know when, but we will be back.
We're going to be back. Yeah. We got Texans win the division and head into the playoffs. We know who they're playing. A UFC jumped off. A local coach was fired. And we've got the player of the month in basketball. A lot of stuff going on right here on the bench.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on The Bench, Lance. He's just zoned out. He's just bumping.
I'm looking at this video of New York City. They had some kind of crazy weather going on.
Oh, the blue lights?
Yeah.
So there was at a power plant, I believe it was there was a transformer that blew or something. Something happened. Everyone was fine. No one was hurt.
Dang,
but it looked like the aliens.
It's going bananas.
Yeah, it looked like the aliens were here.
It's going bananas.
If you were an alien, why would you pick Queens as the place to enter? And if I'm coming to Earth, I'm going Cancun, Hawaii. And they say, you know what? Queens. That's where I knew the aliens weren't for real.
Yeah.
So you're going to make that your port of entry, Queens. You get your ass kicked in Queens.
You don't want to come to Queens.
No.
I heard, so Queens is getting, you know, they're getting, there's that, it's what, Amazon's coming in, right?
Is it
Apple
Queens
or Amazon?
Amazon is going to D.C.
Okay, then it's at... No.
They might have signed I think they opened two new... Yeah, they're going to have two new headquarters.
Well, yeah, one's in D.C. and one's in New York. I think it's Queens. And so it's causing everyone to... Like, people in New York are pissed. Because they're like, because you know what we need? More people coming in.
Yeah.
We need the rates to go up in another borough. So they say Queens is going to be the next hot borough. It's going to take off like Brooklyn did. But
yeah, it is.
So the Texans, getting to the Texans, the Texans won 20-6, was it 6 or
3?
20-3, I'm sorry, yesterday. It was as boring a regular season game as probably the first Texans-Jacksonville game. Jacksonville is so brutal to watch. They are so terrible this year. Blake Bortles is horrible. But the Texans win a division. They do not pick up the 2 seed. They will be playing... The Patriots took care of business, so they'll be playing the Colts 3:30 this upcoming Saturday. Texans Colts wild card, and Colts won last time in Houston. Houston beat the Colts in Indianapolis, but those were two struggling teams at the time. The Colts took that loss and they fell to 1-4. The Texans at the time, that was their first win. Now these are two of the hotter teams, I guess you could say, in the AFC, according to, you know, their last 10 games. And I'm really, man, this is not a great matchup for the Texans.
No, it's not. And you saw it last time, T.Y. Hilton, for whatever reason. Whenever he's here in Houston, everyone knows this, he's going to go off.
Yep.
And nobody can stop it. Nobody, it's just impossible. Andrew Luck last night against the Titans, there were moments where you go, okay, it's Andrew Luck. And then there are moments you go, oh my God, this is going to be crazy on Saturday.
That's exactly how it is. Andrew Luck games have always been like that, where you never are blown away. And then all of a sudden you realize, man, this guy knows how to play.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to exploit you. They have thrown the ball a ton of times against the Texans. I don't think Frank Reich's going to mess around. Why would you try to run? Like, I get running the football is key to helping protect Andrew Luck, but that offensive line's played really good for them. And you can attack the Texans through the air. We know Jaguars can't throw the ball. Like, it would have been great if the Titans would have won, because the Titans are an easy matchup, I think, for the Texans.
Oh,
based on how they play. The Colts offer the one thing that really terrifies you, which is a quarterback who can exploit your secondary. And they have been willing to fling it around when they've played the Texans.
And they neutralize the rush. Like, what are the Texans really good at on defense?
Yeah.
It's the front, right?
Well, they have really to get it after the quarterback, too.
And Andrew Luck is really good at, all right, you guys, you know how I'm going to neutralize your rush here? 2 seconds. I'm out. Ball's out. It's out. Go ahead. We'll just beat you on quick throws. And we'll see what happens on Saturday. But as much as we talk about the offenses for both teams, a turnaround was on the defensive side for both the Colts and the Texans. They're the third team that Colts are to make the playoffs, starting 1-5. And of course, we know what the Texans did, but it was because of their defense. 16.4 points a game allowed over their last 10 games, and the Texans, 18 points.
Right.
This is going to be, like, everyone's thinking, oh, Deshaun, look, Deshaun in the playoffs, by the way, this feels different, not because of it's Deshaun, but it's now you're building on whatever happens in the playoffs. Because the last three times that they got to the playoffs, we all knew it was a holdover, right? Like, oh, this guy's not going to be here. This is a bridge quarterback.
Right, right.
There was nothing to build on.
No.
We're now finally in that point first of the playoffs franchise where it's, all right, Deshaun in the playoffs. This squad is going to be together. Bill O'Brien's going to be here. All right? So now you're going to build on something, no matter what happens. And that, frankly, is pretty cool, finally, that there's something there to build on. Deshaun in the playoffs, I'm pumped, man. This look, we all know about Deshaun.
Yeah.
I want to see him on the biggest stage now.
So he's got that championship DNA. Like, you can taste it, because we saw it in college. If we look at the sample sizes, he had two trips to the national championship in college. Last year, he got off to a quick start. This year, he wins the division. He's in the playoffs now. You just feel like he's built for these moments. Now, he may have his ups and downs. He may not even have a good first playoff game. Maybe they lose. Maybe he doesn't play well. But I just feel like he's built for these kinds of moments, and he tends to rise to occasions. We saw it 2 weeks ago when they lost to Philadelphia. That comeback by Deshaun, that's major. Like, that shows you that he's got that. Now, I never really had any doubt that he has that. The stuff we pick at are things that, you know, he needs to get better on. But when it comes to, like, Matt Schaub never had championship DNA. Matt Schaub never had the mental toughness. Deshaun's got all that stuff.
Yeah.
You just say, okay, well, can he take care of the ball? Can he beat teams with his legs and his arm and not get hurt and yada yada? But getting into the playoffs, man, you feel like you always have a shot with four. Now, I don't feel great about their chances of winning the AFC. They don't have a secondary. They're beat to hell. They don't have a very good secondary anyway from a coverage standpoint. And then, you know, you're really limited with your running game lately, and, of course, with your receivers. You've got, you know, scraps right now. But it's just something about having two edge rushers and then a quarterback where you just feel like you got a puncher's chance.
You know, when Demaryius Thomas went out in the Eagles game and you go, God, really? There's just Hopkins and a bunch of street free agents right now. You got guys that are substitute teachers out there with him, and he still manages to get the lead.
Okay.
Deshaun does. Like, he'll make everybody a winner, man. Having a legit quarterback changes everything for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
It changes everything. They'll be in every single game. There's no opponent in the AFC this year where they're just way ahead of everyone else.
No.
Who is? I mean, look, I love Kansas City. Awesome. Mahomes is playing out of his mind. But are you afraid of Kansas City? Because they're not that good at home in the playoffs. They have issues.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
I'm afraid
this
of them.
Also, this is their Mahomes' first playoff run, right? And
yeah,
you got the
true.
Ravens and Chargers.
And they haven't been. I mean, it's not like Kansas City's coming in on a hot streak.
No. Ravens, Chargers, one of the hot teams are going to get knocked out there.
Dude, the guy that should be scaring a lot of people is Lamar Jackson. Because you can't predict what he's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do from a passing standpoint. He can throw the ball poorly, but if he doesn't turn it over, he can still beat you with his legs.
But look at the routes that they I watched that whole game yesterday. I love Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's
and I killed all your scout brethren last year during the draft process about everyone was trying to knock down Lamar Jackson, right? Because there were some flaws there with his passing game. There were some flaws there. But the way they were knocking him down, it was just silly. Like, oh, we can't even get in touch with him. Nobody has his number. Like, come on, guys. let's relax there. You can find information on him. It's not that hard. He and Harbaugh have done a great job of just working together. Some of the routes that they're not making it complex systems out. They're just, hey, here's a seam route, throw it. That's it. One read, you don't have it.
Sometimes the simplicity is best. I mean, Deshaun, they kept it more simple last year, and he really thrived. You know, at some point you have to expand because defenses catch up with you. But what did you think about Bill O'Brien out of nowhere bringing back the zone read and the jet sweep looks like? We haven't seen that since early in the season. People have been clamoring for it, calling for it. He pops it up in a game against – really, frankly, a hapless opponent and continues to run in the second half. What were your thoughts on that?
I think it was, you put it best on Twitter. They're just putting a bunch of stuff on tape for next week, whether it be the Titans, Colts, whoever it was going
to
be, because at that time
they wanted
to
prepare. They wanted to spend a lot of time preparing.
And I think inside the 10, where you start doing that and Deshaun is keeping it, they started doing a lot of different reads with that. Next week is going to be layered. There's going to be some dope stuff.
See, I think that's what I think too. And I almost wonder if he's been holding. And you know what's funny? When I mentioned that on Twitter yesterday, I said I feel like OB is putting a lot of new. He's putting a lot of zone read stuff out here because he wants to put this on tape for teams to prepare for. Because it's harder when you have more things to prepare for. I had like five or six people saying you're giving him too much credit. Do you really think he's that intelligent? People think he's a simpleton and he's dumb. Bill O'Brien is not. Look. He's bad with clock management. There's a lot of things that you can get upset about with Bill O'Brien about. But he's definitely not a simpleton. I'm telling you, he went to an Ivy League school. He coached under Bill Belichick. He is known for making drastic changes in game plans from week to week. He settled into an idea with let's be more consistent for our quarterback because it will help him. People kill him for it, but it's the smart thing to do with Deshaun Watson. You don't want to drastically change game plans for Deshaun. But I tell you what, I think next week we could see something we haven't seen all year, which is RPOs, the run-pass option. We're seeing straight zone reads yesterday. I think he may build in an RPO because he hasn't shown that on tape at all. That might be one of the layers that you're talking about for the Colts.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens, man. This is going to be fun. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Yesterday, people were freaking out about Deshaun staying in the game. I was one of them.
I didn't love him running. I want to get into that a little bit more. You could have dialed that back in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. So if you want to get in, you can start calling in. We'll somehow work you guys in.
Yeah, during the break, we can get you in right now. But you got to call right now, and we'll get you in.
And we'll talk you off air maybe.
Like
even.
Now.
That's what might happen. We don't know.
713-780-3776. I'm Lance Zierlein. That's Raheel. You're listening to The Bench.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 and the 2000.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I never forget. I was at my friend, a guy used to, he was a manager at a Pappas restaurant I used to work at, and he was getting remarried, and she was younger. She's like 10 years younger. So she was in her 23, I think, when he was 30-something, 33, 34. And I went to his wedding. I was like, man, I was probably 28 at the time. And at the reception, they played this, and all her friends who were boing all ran on the, and they were all, and I was like, man, A, I shouldn't, because this is like first marriage. I'm like, I wish I wasn't married, number one, A. And B, I love watching girls dance to this to back that ass up. This is going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
This one still holds up. Yeah. You can put this on right now in 2018. And the girl, like, it's a pretty simple song, guys.
It is. It's
A, back. B, that ass. C, up.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Hey, what was B again?
Yeah.
That ass.
That ass, yeah.
It's that easy, guys. Back that ass up. Still hits it. I, you know, anytime I get in that phase of like,
yeah,
the guy that marries somebody 10 years younger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know, life is good. I love my wife. I love my family, right. Every once in a while you go, man, what would it be like to marry somebody 10 years younger? And then I go talk to somebody 10 years younger. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Nah, yeah.
Was it always that? I mean,
no, but if so, I, like, had that's they the gotten, one time I yeah. dated a girl who was like 8 years younger.
Ooh, I
and
can't.
it was just like, and she was gorgeous, and it was just like, man, we have nothing in common. Yeah. Like, I
feel
even,
like after 20,
and I met my wife right after that.
25, like dating younger after 25 yeah. gets a little bit harder.
But yeah, that's true. I'm not talking about dating right now. I'm talking about back that ass up, playing at a reception,
sure,
and watching those girls dance and like go bananas. That's a whole different thing.
Absolutely,
that's all different. But the other great thing about that song is, you know, you're backing that ass up. You're a big fine woman. Back that ass up,
everybody.
Girl, you look good. Back that ass up. It's just simple. It's simple. It's mm-hmm. direct. It's to the point. We know what the hook's gonna be. We just say, "Hey, thanks for cooking dinner. Back that ass up."
Although the chorus, we know it, but the actual verse in there,
yeah,
it does hit a little downer when that song comes on.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, back that ass. Everybody's going crazy, and then when the actual verse,
stand it, yeah, stick band it, unhand it.
We're just waiting, and back that ass up again.
Yeah, but you can use it like if you called your wife and say, can you pick my dry cleaning up? Back that ass up. Like, you can say, I'd really like it if you made corn. Back that ass up.
We could use it.
You can use it in a
lot of
stuff.
I'll let you try it first. I'll let you try it on your wife first.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, and then we'll see what the results are, and then I'll try it.
Texans really need to rush a passer. Back that ass up. That doesn't feel like, I don't feel like.
No. That. So, Deshaun Watson yesterday, people are losing their minds, of course.
I like how Andre Johnson, by the way, just...
Yeah, what was that about?
The guy who hates talking was just rolled up on the set with...
Why was he up there?
I don't know.
In the post-game press conference, for those of you that missed it, DeAndre and Andre were up there together doing a joint press conference. Yeah. Like, they just signed a peace treaty or something.
You're okay with what Nuke was wearing?
I loved it. Oh, come on.
I saw you say icon in our text string, but
he is incredible.
Do you love it because it was kind of train wrecky?
No, I loved it because you have to have so much confidence to pull that off.
No doubt.
You have to have so much confidence.
And if you didn't see this, what are the pants? Like, they drop low, almost like old school hammer pants, but that's not... It's not what they are. It's probably something that's on the Paris runway somewhere, because how Nuke tries to be.
Yeah, it is. He got that from YSL. If you haven't heard that soundbite yesterday, him trying to explain it to McLean.
YSL's Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, that's old school high fashion.
That's old school high fashion.
Okay, and those pants are hot. Those are hot in the Paris runway. All right, they're just a parachute silhouette. That's it. Nothing too crazy. Everyone's like, it's a skirt. No, man. Hey, simpleton, you don't know what you're talking about in fashion. Just calm down.
It's not a skirt.
Okay.
But in this country, it is kind of a skirt, though.
It's a parachute silhouette.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It really amplifies the slim cut up top and highlights the sandals he was wearing.
It really
That was
really
low key
did.
my favorite was he was wearing sandals and socks. Like he was just at a barbecue. I loved it.
He was wearing sandals?
My dad would,
I didn't even
recognize You didn't see that?
It.
My dad would rock sandals and socks.
Hold on, man. I got to go back to the text string.
Dad, it's 100 degrees outside. Yeah? Here's some sandals and socks for you.
Sandals and socks are so gangster.
Yeah, that is the ultimate. Like, I want to be comfortable, and I want to be sweaty.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing socks in 100 degrees?
Sandals and socks are not typically like... socks... And not the flip-flops, but the slides. You see that's like a young person. That's like an athlete. That's, you know, there's a... But the sandals with the socks, that's old people. 100% old people.
Yeah. I'll show you the picture real quickly.
Or Nuke Hopkins.
Okay, as I pull this up, did you have any issue with Deshaun being in there and running the ball with 6 minutes left?
Yeah. I didn't understand why. Like, I was cool with... Look, to win at the highest level, Deshaun's going to have to run the ball. They got to have him as... Oh, my God. He did wear red sandals.
Dude, confident.
But, I had a problem with that. That was overkill. There was no need to even... Mm-hmm. To keep him in... Well, to keep him in is whatever, but... Don't run him. Don't run him.
Especially, you've lost players before in games and moments that really don't matter.
Right.
You've lost players before. Because what is the upside and what is the downside? You got to look at every situation. And I get it. He's a football coach. I saw your brother tweeting Mike. Right. I follow him. I love interacting with him. And he said, look, he's a football coach. He's going to go in and play the game one way. He's not going to take his guys out, even though the game was pretty much decided. All right? And that's fine. I get that side of it. But when you're looking at the bigger picture and you have to start weighing situations of what is the upside versus the downside here. So you leave Deshaun in. What's the upside? No injury. You win the game and you go on to the playoffs. Cool. Riding this momentum, right? What's the downside? You win that game either way.
Yeah.
I think you win
they
that game.
They couldn't have scored.
They
could have kept. They could have played an entire other game and they might have had a touchdown.
So what's the downside of keeping Deshaun in? Obviously, it's the biggest one. What are the percentages that Deshaun gets hurt? We don't know. Probably less than 5%.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that 5%, you lose Deshaun or there's any kind of lingering injury that he suffers for next week, that's it. Like, your playoff run is over.
You got to protect him from himself sometimes.
Your playoff run is over. That's it.
You can't. You should not have been running him in the fourth quarter. But I was fine with running him a little bit yesterday. Like, a lot of people were, why were you showing it? They could have hit it, and maybe, you know, maybe that's one way of looking at it. I could see that saying, don't even show that against the Jaguars.
My issue was with about 6 minutes left. Like, take him out. Heck, even before that, if you wanted to. Running him during the game? Dude, go for it. You got to win that game. You got to win the division. That's a home game. I get all that. And all the runs that he's at, we always remember what happened against the Cowboys. He really hasn't been getting hit hard on his runs. He's been smarter about it. He's been sliding. He's been avoiding contact.
He took a few more chances yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday he did.
Especially around the goal line. He's just not going to not compete if he gets a chance.
Yeah, and that I'm okay with that. I get it. Like, there's a fine line. I'm talking about like something you can control with 6 minutes left. There's no reason for him to even be in the game.
Right.
If you think you're going to lose that game, then come on.
No, I know.
You're not losing that game. Blake Bortles, they couldn't get a first down.
Do you hear what happened with Jacksonville? It's getting crazy.
It's bad over there.
Dude, first of all, they got too many dudes who are just not committed in their locker room. They got a bad locker room.
Would you be committed? If ever, like, you're on defense, you go, damn, we did our job, okay? We did something there. We still sacked him 6 times. We're doing our job. And Blake Bortles?
Defense has given in, though, this year. The quarterback has regressed so badly there is no chance he'll be a starter in the league except for injury. He'll be a backup from this point forward. Tom Coughlin is just, he knows what he wants, but it's not going to matter because they're going to have to clean house. Over there, and that's crazy because they were close to a Super Bowl, and now they're having to clean house, man. That's one of the things that I do appreciate about the Rockets is that they never take big steps back. They just don't. I know they went 41-41 that year, but under Daryl Morey, they just don't take the big steps back and turn into like, well, now we got to hit reset. When they hit reset on the fly with new players. The one thing we can say about Bill O'Brien since he's gotten entrenched is, they've got some players here and there. They don't have all the core that they need to have. There's still pieces that don't fit together, things like that. But he has not let it fall apart. Now, last year, you know, I'm saying that. Last year was a bad year, but it was a bad year when Watson went out. I almost throw that out because Tom Savage, I don't even know if Savage is in the league still.
Agreed. Look, it's all about the quarterback. Man, when your quarterback goes out, everything changes, and that's why.
Don't run him in the fourth.
Don't run him in the fourth. And what are we doing? And also dropping back, and he takes some hard hits. He gets up slow. He's fine. And luckily, it all worked out. It's fine. All the Bill O'Brien apologists can be like, look, what? It worked out. Yes, but why would you risk it? What is the point? What is the point of running Arian Foster in a blowout game and he's done? Right. What's the point of running a QB sneak against the Titans and you're out with the quarterback? Savage is done and Brock's back in and he almost won that playoff game. That's fine. But still, again, it's like, why would you do it? You have to look at the bigger picture. There has to be some of that. And look, props to Bill O'Brien. I'm not the biggest fan, but he did it this season. He won the AFC South, not with 9 wins, in a competitive AFC South, the most wins in any division. He did it. Mm-hmm. So props to you there. But why are you running? Why is Deshaun even in the game? Why are any of the starters in the game at that point? It's on to the playoffs. That, for me, that was like, come on. Now everything's fine. We'll see what happens. Now you're in the playoffs. We'll see what he does. He gets the chance to prove all of us wrong if he wins this playoff game.
Speaking of the playoffs, when we come back, we're going to hit on college football playoffs because that jumped off. The first two matchups of the Final Four are over. We will get to that. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. However, the better way is probably, since we don't have a – since Bobby's working overtime here, switching between SB Nation and us, the best way might be to just hit us on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein. @_Raheel, and it's just @TheRaheel still, right? You didn't change anything. @_Raheel. You can hit us up on Twitter, and we'll interact with you on air that way, right here on The Bench.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why don't you play the real one, Bobby Beats? You can play it here. This ain't network side. We're down with Mo Bamba.
I know that.
White Girl Anthem now, 2018. I can't believe this song is being played in every stadium. Just listen for it as you come back from TV timeouts. It was at the college football playoffs. Everyone.
Yeah.
You're like, you guys do understand this song.
No,
this
one
isn't
cares.
About just Mo Bamba, the basketball player. This isn't like he is just stuffing LeBron.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not that.
This isn't like stir fry with Migos. Like, y'all know what stir... I mean, you know what...
Yeah, this
cooking
is...
Cooking and whipping it up in the kitchen. I mean, y'all know what that is, right? Don't care.
No. Mo Bamba's having a quiet, good season at Orlando. That's not what
this
is about.
Is that what this is about?
No.
Is it about like a long wingspan guy who is altering shots?
Should have come back one more year at Texas. Mo Bamba. Actually, he's playing really well right
now.
Are
you nervous? Are you nervous about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
You know what tomorrow is.
Texas, Georgia?
Yeah, that's right.
Big Game Herman?
Mm-hmm.
Big Game Herman?
Big Game Tom shows up in top 25 competition.
Why did Tom Herman gain all this steam?
Because he showed up in big games. Yeah,
big games.
That's true.
He loves a good big game. He loves it. And I know Georgia, look, they're the only team to give Alabama a run for their money, all that stuff. What if Georgia and Alabama just matched up really well? What if they just matched up? Because LSU match up with Alabama. Yeah, what if they just matched up? The styles are perfect for each other. Who knows?
There's no doubt about that.
I know everyone's like, oh, Georgia's going to win by 28. Might be. I'm not nervous, though. I'm not nervous. I believe in Tom Herman.
Do you believe in the football players?
Mm-hmm. They bought in this season. They bought in this season.
Are they good enough?
That's what we'll find out.
That's what I question. I question if there's enough talent. But, you know, we've seen some SEC teams not show up when they fell flat. Now, here's what I wonder. In the college football playoffs, most of you will know, Alabama got off to the quick 28-0 start. Oklahoma looked atrocious. Kyler Murray and the offense came back, made an interesting – they made a game of it because they covered, so they made a game of it. They scored 34. Murray had some moments where you just go, wow, man, this dude is super hard to stop. But I think the real key here is Clemson smashed Notre Dame. And, you know, I've got into it with some people. I firmly believe that the college football playoffs should be about finding the best four players. I do record matters, and I know they lost twice. They got beat by Alabama. I don't count that one against them. The one you count against them is getting whipped pretty good by LSU. That one obviously hurt. That's you can't say, well, we were at LSU and got beat by one. I mean, they got drove. But I didn't have any doubt that they were one of the four best teams in college football after Alabama. I had no doubt. Notre Dame gets in. I had plenty of doubt that they were one of the top four, and my suspicions were confirmed when they got the living crap kicked out of them by Clemson. I wonder if that elevates Georgia to say, you know what, let's show everyone that they got it wrong. Like, I wonder if that will get them more hyped.
Sure, but there's also that factor of when your coach is out there going, we should have been in, and politicking to get in, and you don't get in, is there some kind of letdown? Like, oh, man, really? So we're playing now, and our best win was a loss, and now you want us to play in the Sugar Bowl? Is there going to be some of that also? So it's either way. Like
we've seen the letdown.
When teams start politicking and they don't get what they want, there's always a letdown.
There is a lot of times. I remember it happened with Texas when they played. Texas Tech played Aaron Rodgers and Cal?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Aaron Rodgers was upset because he thought they should have got to whatever, and then they got their asses kicked by Tech. Yeah. I want to say Texas Tech at the time because there was all that politicking going on. You're right. Alabama, we've seen them fall flat when they didn't make it to it was before college football playoffs. But I remember when Utah blasted them in the Sugar Bowl one time. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. They don't feel like a team that's going to lay it up, but you never know. You got a whole month since the last time they played, and it does happen where guys don't show up. Now, everyone's playing in this game. We've seen West Virginia basically open a can of quit. Their left tackle didn't play. Their linebacker didn't. I don't think David Long played, did he? I know the left tackle didn't play, and I know the quarterback didn't play.
Yeah.
That's a killer. You lose your left tackle on the quarterback, you don't have any chance, and they got whipped. But, you know, I want to say maybe David Long skipped out on
it. Yeah, I didn't hear his name much.
Debo Samuel didn't play for
He's only the best defensive player, David Long.
Like, I know.
He's a beast.
He is. But so Texas has everyone playing this year. Last year they had a bunch of guys sit out. Georgia has everyone playing.
And props to you and your brethren and your committee for saying Colin Johnson and LJ should come back. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because they got their committee grades back.
Uh-huh.
And they said, hey, you should come back one more year.
And what happened?
Colin Johnson's they said he should come back. The committee said.
But you
the
don't draft, know. What's
yeah, he
happen?
Hasn't announced anything, but the draft committee said, hey, you should
Jordan,
come back.
I heard Lil Jordan's
Lil Jordan
coming.
Should leave.
I hear Lil Jordan's leaving.
He should leave.
Colin Johnson.
He could.
You think he could? You think he'll go back?
I don't know. Where do you think he's going to be in the draft? Second round or third round?
See, I think he'll be second. I question how fast he is, but he's big. He's got great ball skills. But I watched him during the summer. He's not a great separator, stuff like that. But he's big and can play the ball. I think he'll go on to – my guess is second round.
Yeah.
LJ? And he's a tough one. I could see him
early
going,
second?
I could see him going on day two. I'm just going to say day two for right now, second or third. I don't know. I don't think he's going to run well. So to me, he's got to be a big matchup tight end. I don't think he's got a chance to potentially run high 4.6s. That's not going to be good.
No.
Not for a wide receiver.
Man, he's gotten so – every game he gets better. He's
Hands
so
are great,
physical.
I like him. I think he does need to move. You put it in my head the first time. I think he needs to get to 230 some odd pounds and just say, all right, I'm going to be an athletic tight end instead of being a slow wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Why not?
He has all the physical. Yeah, he has. And I think his blocking is really good, so he can improve on that as well next season. But we'll talk a little bit more about the CFP. Also,
Jeff wants to talk about Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah.
Big bleep Nick.
Again, it's happening again.
25 straight completions. Sorry, Big Philly.
Gosh. All right, so we can get your calls in now. Harrison is here. Harrison, what's up? So if you want to talk about your Texans, anything we've hit on so far, join us, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We'll be right back. It's The Bench, Lance Erline, Raheel Ramsnally.